Middle of Hilchos Shabbos, in the middle of Siman Reish Tzavites, discussing the halachas of not eating or doing any malacha before you do Havdalah, Sif Ches, on the bottom of Ein Vav Amid Alf. When the wine that's in the middle of the meal exempts, She'in Tzarech Levarach Alav, so we said this in the previous Sif, okay, then you don't have to make a bracha on the wine by Havdalah that you had by the previous meal. Then you also don't have to make a bracha achrayna on the kais of Havdalah. Now, if he only has one cup, and he thinks they're going to bring him more wine, anyways, we continue to amid base, and he makes Havdalah on that cup, and then they did not bring him any more. And he bent without a kais. Yes, some say you talk about bracha chayin the kais of Abdel. Then you have to make a bracha chayin on the cup of Abdel. So Mishmar explains. So it says kishpayit bechulu. Hainu, what's this talking about? The azba vadi amrinan. We say most definitely then the shtir chadahi that it was one drinking. Meaning, as we said, that if you're saying that you're not making a bracha on it, as we said in the previous sif on this wine of Havdalah, because you're exempting it with the wine that you had in the middle of the meal. So then, so therefore, since it's one drinking, then benching exempts also the cup of Havdalah from the bracha chayna. And even if you bench without a kais, that's my point, the benching itself exempts the bracha chayna of the Havdalah. But if it doesn't have any wine for middle of the meal, the gam in the case of Bechaz Amazin, and he also does not have a cup for benching. Shift the gam Isai, that she's exempt most of derech agav through that bebracha chayna shalai with its bracha chayna. Oz yeshem, and then there are those who say they ain't enough to be Bechaz Amazin that you're not exempt with the benching. With tzach lebrach bracha chayna, case of davening, we have to make your own bracha chayna on the Havdalah cup. Zeh tamtz is beir divrei Shulchan Aruch, and that's the essence of the explanation of the words of the Shulchan Aruch. So he said, you don't have to make a bracha chayna. Now, if he only has one cup, and he thinks that they're going to bring him more wine, and he explains, because if not, some say that he should first eat before Abdullah, and then he'll bench. They'll make Abdullah all together on that one cup. I ain't trying to look over there. So therefore, we're talking about specifically, he thinks they're going to bring him more wine, and therefore, that's why he made Abdullah on the cup. And then they brought him more, and then they benched Bechaz Amaz without the kais. That's where you have this halacha. If not, it's definitely better to make a bracha achrayna, take if achar shtiyas hakais, right after you drink the cup, and not to wait to make a bracha on it after you have yisud of Bechaz Amaz and to make Bechaz Amaz. So in this type of scenario, now those who say that you have to make a bracha achrayna on the case of Havdalah. And v'avdika because kiddush, now even though regarding the cup of kiddush pasuk shulchan aruch le'el b'simei shayim b'esim yud ein tzarech levarach bracha achrayna achar b'chol gavni, you never have to make a bracha achrayna on it in all situations because the Bechaz Amazin p'tarotei benching exempts it. Kiddush ani, kiddush is different. Shitzarech too, that's for the necessity of the meal. Then kiddush el b'wachim to the contrary, kiddush is only when you're going to have a meal that's following it. Which is not the case by Abdullah. Now the Hini Hayeshim Hazeh, this Yeshim Hudas Atur, Shechilib Bisvara Zushagazam, that makes this differentiation, this Svara, this logic that we wrote. My Magen Ram Shechiach, like Magen Ram that he proved the Harash, Lo Yisrael and Chalak Bezeh, does not hold it as Chilug. Chim Biagro, I take a Magen Ram, and the Biagro also holds like Magen Ram, I can't hear the Brit seems, Shim Loi Berach Kain Masuda, if he did not make a bracha before the meal, Loi Varach Acharkach, actually that he should not make a bracha afterwards. Siv test. And right to listen, take it for Abdullah. If someone wants to have a Suda right after Abdullah, so it's a similar type of halacha. So he has to be careful, Shlo Yavi Lechem LaShulchan Kain Abdullah, not to bring bread to the table before Abdullah. And maybe if he did bring Persil of Ma'ab of Machasena, he should cover it with a cloth. And Levisha Mukdim Apasik, because it's earlier in the Pasik, so like Dima Yom Lechasena, and you can have to make a bracha on it first if it's not covered. It says Mishpur Sivkat Lamed, listen, take it. If he wants to have the meal right after Abdullah, if I'm in the so you take it, but if he's not even the suit right away, ain't talk like a sister, then you don't have to cover the bread. Then there's no which one's first, because you're not interested in the bread right now. So we said that the tzach like dima, you have to make tamaytzi first if it's not covered after bekon ain like dima. Even though here you can't make it first. Since in general the halacha says to do it first, if that's the case, have a bees lapas. It's going to be degrading for the bread. That something else will go first. Therefore, that's why you cover it, similar to like what we do by Kiddush. Siv Yud. I'll do any malacha before Havdalah. Now, if you made Havdalah by davening, but then it's permitted, even though you did not make Havdalah yet on the cup. If someone, let's say, has to do malacha before he says Havdalah in Ma'ariv, then he says Havdalah. Shemayat's in the words Hamavu ben Kodesh uven Achil. He separates between the holy and the profane. It says Machave b'lei bracha without a bracha. But it's malacha and he does malacha. God says Rav Mavchin Noshim. So to women she'in mavdil matfila that they don't make Abdullah by davening Meir. Yes, l'amdan you should teach them she'im where they should say Hamavu ben Kodesh l'chad. They should say that phrase Kodesh she'yasu malacha before the malacha says the Kolbek. Yeshem and some say the Chodzeh b'malacha gemur. This is by a full fledged malacha. You're in case of Eirik like writing and weaving. But just in general, lighting a candle or carrying out from one domain to another domain. In Zachal is that you don't need to say, I'm up in the Kodesh Zachal, that should be Niruchim, Sibyut Beis. For me, this became widespread to be lenient. That the light candles right away, Shamra call Baruch when the Kilis is Baruch. But the problem is like the first Svar that you always have to say, I'm up for any Malacha. Yeshem, some say, little is mine, b'chamatzah Shabbos, to draw water on every single matzah Shabbos, kibbe'erish al-Miriam, because the well of Miriam has to continue to daf ayin zayin. So even if matzah Shabbos, kibbe'erish goes around on matzah Shabbos, all the wells, around all the springs. Mishbege'er, by b'yishtu b'menu, and whoever recounts and drinks, and yishtabim, b'chotach lul, gets healed from all his illnesses of the Kolbek. Says Ramav, l'ri'isu ben egzeh, I didn't see that there's such a custom. Vayim le'elzim, yishtam ha'gimel, mishem mishem ha'chel ha'kodesh. Someone that adds on from the weekday on to the holy. If he's allowed to say after he makes Abdullah, so is he allowed to tell someone else that made Abdullah last Malacha because for him he's extending his Shabbos? Other person made him in Abdullah, he's allowed to tell him to do Malacha.
The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Lamed Beis, the words of Mechaba that you're not allowed to do Shum Malacha, any Malacha. Before you make Abdullah, and even things that are rabbinically forbidden, says the rabbi, you can't do. Before you do Abdullah, and it's even when it's really dark. So it took already to affect him part of the sanctity of Shabbos in him, and I mean it's still in effect. And Chazal said it's forbidden to do malacha. Sivkat and lamed dalad. If he made Abdullah by tefillah, then it's permitted. And if he has to malacha before tefillah, simkat lamadal imer hamavdal, then you say the nusach hamavdal babush is in the babush is. I mean, he says baruch hamavdal because of venachel. Blessed is the one who separates between the holy and the profane. Come on, whatever in the nikkur is a bracha, the sakul the bracha. Kimicha in amibar shem malacha, so you're not saying Hashem's name and melchaylam. Mashadai baloshin zeh linesis malacha. This that is enough with this phrasing. For to do malacha shulei ker b'alma is just for recognition. Lava says the melech to escort the king. There, but that's sufficient. Sivkot mem hey ben akodesh v'chul rama adds the words ben akodesh ben achil. Vein tzarich limekal loshon shel avdol to say the whole terminology of the bracha avdol. Kama k'mevel in achid lo mahan, but for eating it's not effective. Actually, avdol avdol gemur al kodesh until you make a full avdol on the cup of wine. Become a tefila, and also that you have avdol in your tefila. Which Shartzin Leis Mevav says that. Unless if you daven already, forgot to make Abdullah, then it's enough just to make on the kais, like we said in Simon Reish Tzadi Dal. Says the Mishabura further, Sivkat Lamed Vav, that you say Abdullah b'loy bracha b'chul without any brachas. And b'yom tibish chobah matzah Shabbos, yom tibish that's on matzah Shabbos, ritz las malacha lechaz echa nevesh, and they want to do malacha related to, that you're allowed to do for yom tibish purposes of eating, let's say. Leave God damit fill it, not make Abdullah yet in davening. Then you say that between the holy and the holy, because it's going from the higher sanctity of Shabbos to that of Yom Tov, which Shartin as Mem Zayin says this is a Magen of Raman. Even the Eli Rabbi brings the name of the Piskatesis that you should say the whole Nusach of Kiddush, and you should just not say Shem Malchus. The Shabbos should not say Shidim and the Shulchan Aruch. The old court Ladina like Magen of Ram and then Merival, and therefore you don't have to be stringent on this. And then says the Mishmar Matam Malacha, then you're allowed to do Malacha. related to imam regarding tasting. Asafal hivdu batfilah, then it's forbidden even if you mean abdol and davening. Shama let you said padridiyani. Achudikach kadin, until you make kiddush appropriately, which is when you're going to make abdallah too. Simkot lamad zayin. The Ramah brought also women that she'en avdim chulah, that they don't make abdallah during the tefillah. You should teach them to say amar mekadesh lachayil before they do any malach. I know that is Reuben le'nagul lispad matzah Shabbos. Most of them are not accustomed to davening ma'ariv matzah Shabbos. Simkot lamad ches. So the some yes, I must say that this is all by malach gemur, like writing or weaving. But avul lakas ner v'chulu, but like easy types of malachas, you don't need to. Hatan, the reason is given them the reason that we'll clearly have dolmat to malacha. Really, we're not have dolmat for me to do malacha. One Shabbos is over. Rak tekanz chacham, who it's just rabbinic institution should have lavd mukayn. You have to make abdol beforehand. So he kelu the malacha shem atarich the lenient regarding malacha that is not so much tircha. However. This is where the widespread custom comes that people light candles right after they say Baruch Hu. Morgan Ram Shavakim Oydam and Nigzah. Morgan Ram is very much picking on this minig. When we get to the make the differentiations between different types of malachas, the Gemara Ben Yeruchim, Efsha Shalikim Lachol, even he who it's quoted from, maybe he was not intending to be lean regarding this. Rak Achashem but Tfilah only after the main Avdol and Davening. Like in Masi, never comes up. The Yesh Lidrash Beram, once you give a drush in public, she lamed up and they say in Loima Amadu Amadu Mekadesh L'Chol that they should teach their daughters to say Amadu Mekadesh L'Chol. Couldn't she ask for Shemalach before they do any Malach? Mekoshkin, all the more so. Eisim Shemavaris Eitzim Eish. Those that heat up wood and fire, Mecham Mismayim, they warm up water. The Malach is Shpeterich. That is a Malach that Tzirchet. Lukuli Amo Asa Kort. Everyone's forbidden. Chinkasu Shemachin. That's our other chin also right. Which Shartin Eznav says that the Shabbos Chayon Der Chaim is Machmer even more than this. That even after the Mekavdol by davening, it's not permitted. But just to light a candle or something similar, and not a malacha that's a tircha. And even that the Taz is inclined to be lean like the Yeshayim, the Din that one should not be relying on this because enough what the Shulchan Aruch is mekel to go after the minig, to mekel by malacha after you mean Abdul by Tvilo or by saying Hamavdul itself. Because many Rishim HaMachmer regarding this, like the Beseser writes, so we're going to go mekel even more that even Abdul by Tvilo you don't need. And more than that, it's logical to, if you look at Rabbeinu Yeruchim himself, that even he was not lenient only if you make after Abdul by Tvilo. And even then, it's not permitted only for lighting and something similar, and not by other malacha, like the Morgan Abram writes on it. Sivkat and Mem. But Ramah said, Eikaka Svar Rishayna, the primary is like the first Svar that you're never supposed to do any malacha before you say Hamabdu. Well, Baal Nefesh, and a person of the soul, Yasika Meshakosa Midachemesh Meshemar Zirua, Chinisa Bazaria Akadish and Pashva Midbishlal Hadig Ner, Adacha say the Kedusha. Not to light a candle until you say the Kedusha of a Volatzin. But the Gabbai, Mutl Hadig Ner, he's light a light of candle, Akshab Betfilo, after me have Dola in Dabling, Oyama Barhamad Mukesh Choril, Shem Kabarat Tibishesh Mukesh, because of the honor of the community that's sitting in darkness. Betilfla Ner, moving the candle, Sharl Kulam is permitted according to everyone, says Mogan Ra. It's permitted for everyone. Olahavi Yain, Yom Tibishani, Akhashachashka, now to bring wine on Yom Tibishani after it's already dark. Afshal is Paladin, even though he didn't daven yet, Begam Mekidish, didn't make Kiddish yet, which the Sharatzin Ois Nodal brings from El Rabbani and Piskitesis and Sharatshuva, says, however, the other words are Mugum Gum and Ktsas, not so clear, that says, Mishmah Falachi Char, even so it's permitted, but Imbizim Mishmah Malacha, it's not really any Malacha, Mishmah Chanum Yemtum Lechabir, it's just preparing for one Yemtum to the next. Kimish Nizkat Zayim, once already, the second day already started, already Sharat's permitted. My real Hame Kabbal Atalish, Lebucha Matzah Shabbos, my real would fold up his talis every Matzah Shabbos, Kilah Salik, so he's engaged in this mitzvah right away, right after Shabbos. Some say that you have to make a bracha chorin on the case of Abdullah in the situation that was described. Now, if you made Abdullah in meal to meal, it's possible according to everyone you don't have to make a bracha chorin because it says the people who go to be a Muslim will exempt it.
Tushan number 31. We said that Kiddush is different because it's Tzarech Suda, because in Kiddush al-Makam Suda, which is not the case by Abdullah. Now, even when someone drinks wine before the meal, so that he could help soak the food in his stomach and like for digestive purposes, he does not have to make a bracha achreina and is exempt with brachas hamazon. Shem Zalman explains that since the wine of Abdullah is not a tzarech suda at all, so it's more inferior even than wine that's coming to help the digestion of the food, and therefore brachas hamazon is not going to exempt it. He adds on that from the Parsha Lashon Shulchan Aruch, it seems that even if he thought with the brachas hamazon to exempt the wine of Abdullah, however, he has to make a bracha on it, a bracha mein shalish, because since brachas hamazon takes effect on the suda that he ate, and it's not a bracha batala, so it's not taking effect on the wine. However, the Maisi writes that if he had in mind to exempt the wine, it would seem l'chayra that he's yetzir chiyuv, and Shulchanach did not say he has to make a bracha only when he did not have in mind to exempt it, and that's a brun sharetzi, and it's in kofay and al, sevkon chavtas. Edition number 32, we said even things that are, your personal things that are rabbinically forbidden, you can't do before Havdalah. Now, regarding someone who did not make Havdalah, and he wants someone else that it was ready, left Shabbos, someone else that already was left Shabbos to record him, Shlomo Zalman writes that it's forbidden to do this, because even though that person's only misasik, he doesn't realize that he's being recorded. However, you have to be concerned that it's considered like a shigah gesa. And that's what B'chaim Kanevsky writes. However, if someone violated and did record him, you have a shal shidus taida, and someone else is recording him, Shlomo Zalman writes, it's permitted to have benefit from this recording because it's considered lesser than the regular shaykh. And discuss this later on, Shemem Sibkot Nechav Beis, regarding going into a place where a person is going to be recorded on a video when he's walking into, let's say, a hospital or something like that. Dish number 33. He said, since he did not make Abdullah, so still some of Kedusha Shabbos is still on him, and Chazal said, forbidden to do malach, and regarding Matzah Yom Tov, permitted to do malach, for example, cooking, something like that, before Abdullah, B'Shem Zaman holds, that's possible that's permitted to do that, because even if he doesn't want to have benefit only till after Abdullah, or to do it for someone that already did Abdullah, because it's not logical that the halacha of doing malacha that's permitted in Yom Tov should be like the halacha of malacha that's forbidden. Dish number 34, saying Shavua Toiv Godvach, Nuskarel tells that you're not Yetzichiv of Avdala, even regarding the Hetta doing Malacha, and even if he had a mind to do Avdala with that, because it's not an idea of Avdala just to mention the Shvach of Shabbos. The idea is to be Mavdal the day of Shabbos from the rest of the week. And saying that, you still didn't make a Havdala, and that's also the Pinim Shlomo Zalman. Dish number 35, he said, until you make Havdalah Gemurah on the Kais and also feel only then could you eat. However, regarding someone that was drinking when it was still daytime and we got night time, Be'er Halacha writes previously in Sif Aleph, the Maskel Tzarech LaHafsik, that you have to stop and make Havdalah, and right after that you can go back and drinking, even though you didn't daven yet. So regarding someone that only has one Kais for Be'er Hasamas and Havdalah, Be'er Halacha wrote in Sif Dalet, that if you're always careful to bench with a Kais, so he should bench on that and make Havdalah, and only after that daven. So Truva Shabbalevi explains that the Kavanah Mishabur is not that Abdullah in the tefillah is ma'akav from eating. His intent is that Abdullah in the kais is ma'akav dechila. And even if you made Abdullah in tefillah, you just didn't say, and not only if you said Baruch HaMavdol itself. So even the Mishabur didn't explain very well, that's most definitely what his intent is. But from the word the Sharetzi and Sefkot above, says the Dirish Lachar, it seems like actually not what he's saying. Dirish number 37. Where do we know to be mechal between malacha and malacha? Therefore, it seems like all malacha should be forbidden before you say hamavlo. Now, the reason for this opinion, Chiddush Grizal Rambam, he writes that the issa malacha is not really extending from the Isur Shabbos. Rather, it's from the covenant of Avdallah, that you should not do malacha before it, and therefore is only forbidden the malacha gemura and not just any malacha, that pshat and that manda amar. In edition number 38, said that regarding bringing wine on Yom Tov Sheni after it gets dark, even though it didn't daven yet and didn't make Kiddush, it should be permitted because it's not really malacha. Now, even when it's possible that all malachas on Yom Tov are permitted when it's dark, Shlomo Zalman explains that the reason why it's permitted to bring wine at this time, even though it's not yet nighttime, is because they weren't machmir bein shmashes by something that's not a malacha, it's just for preparing. Another Rav Vosner writes that even by nighttime, it's not permitted to do malacha until Kiddush of the next day. Just regarding women, the minhag is that they're permitted to do malacha on the night of Yom Tov Sheni from the moment that the kila already is shaykh for them when they say baruch and they started to daven. So regarding men, and for them, this meaning was not said. Mishmar writes over here that was not permitted for them, but just to bring wine, but not to do any other malacha. Edition number 39 said, the Sharetzin said that the words over there are a little bit gumgum. The Eli Rabbah writes in Emet Pisketesis that permitted to bring wine from one yom to the next. After that, the Yekila said Baruch Hu, even if they didn't daven. And also if they didn't say Baruch HaMavdol, but since the Issa is only because of Achana. Now, his words need beer because on Matzah Yom Tov Rishon there's no Havdalah at all. So what Shaykh to say Baruch HaMavdol? It seems that that's the Kavanah Sharetzin, that the words are a little gumgum, and therefore the Mishmar was Mesakin his Lashon, and they wrote, and Begam Le Kiddush, or did not make Kiddush.